Goldie and Tausch. As the Packers get ready for the 49ers, I just want to publicly say, really good job on that. And there was some tough competition. The Packers did these, what, Ashton, help me out here. Are these hype videos? Do I call them that?
Yeah.
Because they're not really, because when I think of a hype video, I think of all this like hip-hop or dance music or something that really, you know, you're getting pumped up. And this was like a narrative. Like it's Rodgers or it's Mercedes Lewis actually narrating it. And while it may hype you up, it's not the traditional. I haven't seen other teams do this. And I thought it was really cool, and they did a great job, but so did Jesse with his montage. Time now for the Woodman's Weekend Preview presented by Woodman's, and you know how much Paula and I love Woodman's. She was there earlier this week. If you don't have the app, it makes your life easier, even if you are a frequent Woodman shopper like we are. There were a couple items that we needed that she couldn't find for all the time she's been to Woodman's, and you go on the app. It locates it in the store for you. It tells you the aisle to go to. You'll also see their flyers and everything else you might need to be able to do all the shopping you need to do at Woodman's. Check out woodmans-food.com to find out more. Time now for the Woodman's Weekend Preview.
With so many games to choose from, what's on the top of our list this weekend?
All right, caramba, these are hot, hot, hot.
It's the Woodman's Weekend Preview on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, caramba.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Ay caramba, five games on the Woodman's Weekend Preview. Pick one you like, one you don't really care for, including a couple of good basketball games tonight along with the playoff football. Bucks Bulls. Bulls have the best record in the Eastern Conference. 7 o'clock tip tonight on the Bucks Radio Network, 620 WTMJ, 100.5 ESPN Madison. Also watch it on ESPN and the app. 14th-ranked Michigan State, 8th-ranked Wisconsin, Friday night college basketball at the Kohl Center tonight. Top 14 matchup. Two teams tied for first place in the Big Ten. 8 o'clock tonight on FS1. Then the football games. Playoff football Saturday afternoon. The precursor for Packers 49ers is the Cincinnati Bengals traveling to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. Sunday, 2 o'clock, NBC, the LA Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And last but not least, Sunday, 5:30, the marquee game of the weekend for many. The Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen visiting Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, 5:30 kickoff, Sunday on CBS. Great sports weekend, guys. What's at the top of your list? And which one of those are you going to pass on?
Guy, you aren't kidding that this is a, you want to talk about just a beautiful week. If you, it's, you know, it's freezing outside. If you're going to just sit and watch games and be an experienced sports watcher, an ESW instead of an EFW, this is your weekend because both games, NBA, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm a wake me up in April, May-ish type guy. The Bulls have been good. The Milwaukee Bucks kind of, I'm not going to say sputtering, but kind of going through the malaise of a champion, injuries, COVID, nah, nah, nah. The Bulls are an ascending basketball team. That's on the bottom of my list, though. Michigan State, Wisconsin, oh, baby. Oh, baby, am I excited for that one. Who would have guessed that this basketball team would be number 8 in the country with the one of, if not the best player in college basketball, Steve the Homer True. That's the only guy I know that was saying that. So
always out of the really, curve.
Really intrigued by that. But outside of the Packer game, the game that is the most intriguing to me is Buffalo at Kansas City. Whoever wins that game is going to be playing the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl, in my opinion. And I think it's going to be the Buffalo Bills. I am excited. Yeah, I think Josh Allen has elevated his game. Their defense is better and more consistent than Kansas City. And what's their why? That's always a great question. What's their why? They're sick of getting beaten in by, you saw what happened with New England, this whole idea of revenge tour. I don't feel great that it's in Kansas City. That's the only part that freaks me out a little bit. And I like Buffalo to find a way to win that game. And that is going to be your new Peyton Manning, Tom Brady rivalry, quarterbacks, ooh, interconference. They're both signed up for 8-9 years with their teams. They're going to be there. I think they're going to play each other a bunch. That's the new sexy matchup that Aaron Rodgers has never had. He's never had his Peyton Manning or Tom Brady to really go boom, boom, boom. This matchup is going to be a precursor to the next 5 or 6 years in the AFC.
So, first of all, I think there's a bunch of good, obviously, NFL playoff games that all intrigue me for different reasons. I want to see Mike Sherman's son-in-law's team then go into Tennessee. I want to see if Derrick Henry plays. That game intrigues me, even though I'm not Johnny Bengals or Johnny Titans. Obviously, Rams versus Bucks, especially since the Packers will get the winner if the Packers win, is fascinating. And like you just outlined, the Bills and Chiefs. But I'm going to put in a plug for Michigan State, Wisconsin, because I read a really good column from our buddy Jim Polzine that I hadn't even thought about this. Yeah, he does a good job. He's another of your favorite writers. About how not getting the Hauser brothers after they decided to leave Marquette was a blessing in disguise, because they might not have gotten the Davis brothers if they had. And I had not even thought about that. It was a really smart, interesting column, and Johnny Davis talks briefly in it. But man, oh man, oh man. Nothing against the Hausers. Obviously, they have had their careers. But I will take Johnny Davis on the basketball team at the University of Wisconsin. He's a stud, and it's been fun to watch him blossom this year. And now he's going to play against Michigan State, and we'll see which brother tandem. I understand one brother's at Virginia and one's at Michigan State, but I had not thought about that parallel, and I thought it was a really good column from Jimmy, and I was looking forward to that game anyway. That is tonight, 8 p.m. tip, is that right?
I'll tell you what. It's 8 p.m. tip. I actually read that story. Normally, I don't read, but when Jimmy P puts something out there, I am reading that bad boy.
So basically, you read everyone but me. That's basically the point we've reached. Oh,
I don't think you read Barnwell.
Listen, man.
He doesn't read Barnwell.
If you have interesting stuff, I would hope you bring it on air. Jimmy P, I read Jimmy P, man. He's the new Tom Oates. So, yeah, I mean, of course. I support Oatsy. I support Jimmy P. Absolutely.
Time
good
now
stuff,
for
though.
The prize.
Hadn't thought of the Hauser thing. Would never have guessed that. Yeah, it's what an interesting point in bringing something to have your readers or your listeners learn something they didn't think of. Genius. Just beautiful. Fun. Yep.
Let's see if you're a genius when it comes to your prize picks.
All right, I'm excited. Jesse and I are going to do a fun little contest here. I'm going to tell you about our friends at Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. So excited that they joined us as a partner. Prize Picks, the best legal way to place player props in Wisconsin. And playing is simple. You can pick between 2 and 5 players. I'm kind of just treading in. I'm only going 2 to start. For an over-under on their projections, Prize Picks does something unique. You can have mixed sports entries. I'm doing that tonight with old boy from Charlotte and with old boy from the San Francisco 49ers. So if you want to take the over on, let's say, Giannis, and you want to take the over on Rodgers in the same entry, you can do that. Prize Picks offers every sport you can think of. It has an easy-to-use mobile app, and trust me, it's easy. I even figured it out. Both the App Store and Google Play have it. Sign up now using promo code WI, and you receive an instant match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
So you and Jesse are both competing for dollars and with each other? That's what you guys are going to do?
So what you're doing here, you're not competing. This isn't like I'm in a league with Jesse and Ashton. You're in a league with yourself. You put in what you feel good about, and then you can kind of run a tally. So Jesse and I, we're deciding this week. I found two things I really liked on the Packers prop side. I don't know what Jesse ended up picking, but I'm going to tell you what I picked, Jesse. And then so there's a couple ways you do it. I went with the power play. So I got to get both right. In order to, then you get 2x your return. Jason, so I know you don't know much about player props and prize picks, so I'm educating you.
I understand.
I can't imagine.
Though. I understand that. Yeah.
I know you did. I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers not having more than 5.5 yards rushing. I will be shocked if he doesn't. Does that mean he for sure will? 5.5 yards. That's one scramble for him. He's going to get out of the pocket and run. He's fresh. His toe feels great. Love that pick. And I put together, I think they're going to be overly compensating for Kittle and Brandon Ayuk and old Debo. I like Juwan Jennings is over on 25.5 yards receiving. So I have put Aaron Rodgers over 5.5 yards rushing and old Jennings at 25.5 over on the receiving. That's
old
where I'm at.
Jennings. First name, Roberson. Yeah.
No, it's Juwan. But
Jesse, what are you doing?
Last name Jennings. So I was actually just browsing Prize Picks, Tausch, and I found a special since I just signed up. They gave me a 0.5 yard for Patrick Mahomes passing yards, a 99% off special. So I swooped in on that. I got the Mahomes quickie.
Wow.
Got that. You got to monitor your prize picks. See if you can find a nice one like that. So I swooped in for the Mahomes.
Oh, I didn't know you were throwing that kind of deal out.
Sure are. And I paired that on a power play with Josh Allen over 269.5 passing yards. I think Josh Allen's going to throw for a bunch Sunday evening in Kansas City. So I got that one. And then for the Packers, I don't see a way Aaron Jones doesn't find the end zone at least one time. His over-under for touchdowns, 0.5. So, I think he's going to find one touchdown. So I'm taking that for Aaron Jones. And I'm pairing that, because this is the fun thing about Prize Picks, with Johnny Davis tonight
4X?
Against Michigan State. Johnny Davis, and this is a fun one.
Oh, baby.
Points, rebounds, assists, total 31.5. Points, rebounds, assists, 31.5. I'm taking the over on that. Big night for Johnny beating 14th-ranked Michigan State. Prize Picks, I'm in, baby. Love it.
Wow.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what the headlines are after you guys have played this, and we will play our actual headlines with the Tauscher Headline Academy coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Buy a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing is. No way.
Time for headlines. We'll see what the Tauscher Headline Academy has come up with this week. Headlines, of course, are presented by Fleet Farm. Winter weather is here. You don't have to tell the 49ers that, although apparently if their social media team is paying attention, they'll be aware. And is your vehicle ready, Ashton?
We're getting there.
We'll see about that. Fleet Farm has everything you need, from wiper blades to batteries, auto chemicals, even snow tires. Not sure about rear passenger side windows, but we'll get to that at some point for Ashton. And they're all at low fleet prices, so you can stay safe this winter. And we're calling all ice fishermen. Fleet Farm has everything you need, from rods to reels to outerwear to shelters, electronics, even live bait. And you'll find all the top brands that you trust at great prices. And if you use Parts Finder at Fleet Farm, you can look up over 9 million hard-to-find parts for appliances, power equipment, electronics, and more, all at Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955. Time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
Headlines, Tausch. How many you got today?
Listen, it's postseason football, people. We're not going through the litany of lists. We tightened up, and we're only going with one. I'm not getting into three and four. You guys, I think, Jason, you always feel like we take too many ideas from you. Not this week.
I don't have any ideas, so do as many as you'd like.
Yeah, I figured you mailed it in like usual. So no big deal. So I'm going to start it out. Okay. That's my quarterback. Rodgers Mustard's golden effort caps and exercises 49ers streak at three in front of a full house.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need to hear that again.
That's my
maybe you should try some other ones after all.
Why? What, you? Well, I got Mostert's in there. Kaepernick. Are you the we're exercising demons here, people. That's right, where this is coming from.
Read it again.
All right. That's my quarterback. I'm not going to go through the whimsical way I did it. That's my quarterback, an ode to T.O., who made a game-changing play against the Packers. That's
sure,
my quarterback.
Yeah.
Rodgers, Mustard's golden effort, caps and exercises 49ers streak at three in front of a full house. Full house, obviously, San Francisco. You know, I don't really care. It's a good headline. I'm not going to sit here and defend it. It's a good headline.
It's so long.
Oh, it's shorter than what we had.
All right, fair.
It has all the makings of a good headline.
Does it?
All
right, well, let's see you guys. You know what? Till you you can critique me after I hear yours. That's fine. Critique the Academy. We could take it. But if you're going to do that, just like media folks, you better bring it. So let's see you bring it. Let's go. Let's go.
Go ahead, Jesse.
I think Saturday night at Lambeau Field, even though I dreamed earlier this week that the 49ers win 38-24 at Soldier Field, and I'm playing linebacker for the Packers, I think it's going to be a party Saturday night. I think the electric atmosphere after a full day with Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers telling fans to go get them and then get loud in that stadium when the sun goes down, I think it is going to be a good feeling for a Packers victory Saturday night. My headline: nothing feels finer than to beat the 49ers. Getting over the hump, the Packers get the win 28-23. Packers beat San Francisco.
That's the whole headline?
The NFC.
No, yeah, meh.
Nothing feels finer than to beat the 49ers.
Yeah, that's god awful. That's terrible. All right, Jason, hopefully yours is better than that.
Jesse, nothing. I mean, if you're going to come after Tausch and then you come back with nothing's finer than beating the 49ers. All right. I guess I'm going to have to save this. Made to chill. Packers strike gold in beautiful blue mountains. Oh, the mountains. Raise Coors Lights to NFC divisional win. Advance to the pinnacle of NFC in the NFC championship game.
Tosh, would you like to grade that one?
Listen, man, I don't mind a little pandering. I'm on board with that, but that pretty long, dog. Pretty long.
Are you kidding?
Admit it.
You guys are so long.
Admit it. Ashton, you don't work here normally. You don't understand. They're all long. That's the whole point. Secondly, if you're going to tell me that as a purveyor of Coors Lights, that tying in gold in them thar hills and the Niners and the chill of the temperature and mining gold in the blue mountains, oh, the mountains, doesn't win
the mountains.
Yeah, it's
you,
a great life. And listen, it's a great live read. I don't think it's a great headline. What do you want me to say? You guys throwing bullets at us. The Academy's brings a bunch of 49ers
of all,
stuff in.
if Bray's throwing bullets at you, because first of all, nobody throws bullets. Secondly, all we're saying is, generally speaking, you have pretty high standards. You give like six headlines a week. You chose this week to go with one, and I have a feeling that there were better ones that were left on the cutting room floor from the Academy.
No. We worked. This was as good of a collaborative effort as the Academy has put together. We wanted to get Cap, Mostert, and the actual exercising of these three games, the demons away, because Roger's going to do it. We accomplished that. I wanted to get Steve Bono and Steve Young in there. The Academy both, we discussed it, said, no, that's too long ago. But then the T.O. homage to start, to hit Full House, R.I.P. Bob Saget, to get Kaepernick, Mostert, and exercising the 49ers streak, it's gold. But you guys, I get it. You're intimidated by the Academy. You're sick of getting your butts whooped, so you're casting stones, which we're okay with, but the proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, the good news is we didn't get our butts kicked by the Academy today. That is clear. And frankly, it sounds to me like the mistake that your brothers made was including you in the collaborative effort more so than usual. That sounds like the mistake to me. That's it for headlines. You can share
yours. Well, ironically, Jason, they put the over-under on your words at 19, and you smoked the over.
Don't change the subject. Don't change the subject. Yep.
Prize Picks had the over-under at 22, and you smoked that. You smoked your over on that, too.
Hey, if you want to count words, count up your words during the commercial break. Let me know. That's my quarterback. That's three. Let me know what the rest were, because there's a high number there, too. We will do Whoa Nelly next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Time now for Whoa Nelly. And to draw this week's trivia winner. So unless he's turned into Bumblebee again, we turn things over to Jesse Nelson.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Guys, this isn't even about me today. I just want to keep hearing more and more about the Green Bay Packers. I'm excited for this game against the 49ers. Let's hear
you sound
some
winded. You sound winded, Jesse. Like you were running.
Dude, I had to run and get the cheese fry helmet.
I saw that.
We had a trivia drawing to do, so here we are. We got this.
I do want to chime in before we get into Packer talk again, because you guys know the Academy, we take a lot of pride in headlines. We missed an opportunity, because the reason the Headline Academy was formed is because of my Curly's revenge. Matt Coonan, our MVT, put a pretty good little tweet out on a headline. Our city is slicker than yours. Curly's gold goes to green and gold. 49ers gold rush, not enough to overcome average QB. I'm sure when we do recon after the game with the Academy, I think we're going to think we missed some opportunities there. So go ahead, Jesse.
Matt Hamilton, Olympic gold medalist, also with a headline that he texted on the private talk and text line. I should have used this one. I wish he would have texted me sooner. They gave them a Kittle, and we take a lot. Packers Garoppolo out 49ers in divisional round.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Gold medalist or not?
No, you got to play by the rules, guys. If they're bad, it's bad.
Is he texting that from China? Is he at the Olympics yet?
Not yet. Next week, I think he takes off. Next week, he's been hanging out with Jim Rutledge every afternoon for the him and he just comes by for the jump around with Jim Rutledge, and they just drink Coors Lights. And he's like, I'll just be on the show. I'll just be on the show today as the gold medalist. I'll just hop up.
Speaking of the gold medalist, did you see his tweet yesterday that it would appear that the Germans took him, made him into a cartoon, kind of wiped away his face but kept his Ted Lasso mustache, and put him on a stamp without admitting that they were stealing Matt Hamilton's name. Well, not name, but certainly his image and his likeness for their stamps. Whoa, Nelly.
You can bet he's going to be throwing stones a little harder against the Germans whenever they meet up in Beijing.
Nelly.
All right. I do want to hear more about the Packers 49ers matchup. Dominique Foxworth, get up. Aaron Rodgers, the ultimate confidence boost for a team. Here is what Foxworth had to say.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to be a walk in the park. It's not going to be easy, but the Packers have Aaron Rodgers. I think they feel pretty confident about where they stand in this matchup because on the other sideline, although Jimmy Garoppolo played really well 2 weeks ago, last week in a win, I don't think that inspires confidence. So if it comes down to that, as long as the Packers don't get blown out, I think they feel good about Aaron Rodgers closing the game against Pretty Boy G.
Pretty Boy G. If this is a close game, do you think the Packers win it? Is there only like one way the 49ers win this game and it's a blowout? If the Packers just...
No, the 49ers under... No, there's no circumstance the 49ers blow them out. I think what could happen is Green Bay could come out because they've been off for 2 weeks and two and a half, however you want to put it. I wouldn't be shocked if Green Bay got off to a little bit of a sluggish start, but I don't know under any formula, with the formula that San Fran is going to need to play to win, I don't think they're throwing up 35, 40 points. I don't envision that being their plan coming in. It will be a close game, and I think the reason Shanahan and John Lynch came after Aaron Rodgers this offseason and what we saw last week where San Fran should have won that game going away, they dominated the vast majority of that game. Jimmy G throws a pick. Next thing you know, they're in a dogfight. Close game. San Fran will only win in a close game and only if Green Bay turns the football over. That's how this is going to play. That is not what Green Bay does. San Fran turns the ball over. Jimmy G turns the ball over. Is Aaron Rodgers, he has thrown more picks in postseason than he does in the regular season. That's just what the numbers indicate. I think it's going to be more, don't cough the ball up, don't give it away. And Green Bay was much more likely to blow San Fran out than San Fran. But San Fran is hoping, get it to 8 minutes and we're within a score one way or the other. That's San Fran's plan. Green Bay's plan and Matt LaFleur step on their throats and rip their hearts out and send them back to California. That's their plan. Who's going to execute it? We'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confident the Packers are going to win. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I think it's going to be close either way. I really do. I think this is going to be a down-to-the-end game, and it's going to be a fun game to watch, especially if you're a fan who wants to be on the edge of their seats as things come down the stretch. That game that they played in Week 3 was extremely entertaining. And the Packers, they've talked about how they haven't gotten off the fast starts in their playoff losses. Four playoff games under Matt LaFleur. The two they won, they never trailed. The two they lost, they never led. And they led 17-0 in that game in Week 3, blew that lead, and then came back to win. And if they can play a game like that, that will be highly entertaining. Jesse, what else you got?
We're getting Whoa, Nelly!
Whoa, Nelly!
Really?
Come on, Ashton.
Uh-oh.
Keep up around
a little producer on producer crime right there.
I texted Jesse about a specific clip, which I assumed the clip was still part of this section of Whoa, Nelly, but it's fine.
Whoa,
Master,
Nelly!
Go ahead.
Good producer.
Wow.
I had that ready.
Anybody else? Anybody else getting
Ashton
uncomfortable?
No, I'm loving every minute of
that.
Get after it!
I love it.
Guys, it's time for a special edition of Where's Wildy?
Oh, dear.
We haven't played this in a while. Only one clip, because I really found this one fascinating, which Jason shared. But you have to guess, Tausch, where did Jason say this earlier this week? Let's hear the clip, Ashy.
For the first half of the season, you were like, wow, this is unbelievable. They're ranked third against total yardage. They're third in scoring defense. They have a shutout against Russell Wilson in his first game back. And ever since then, their defense just has not been very good. There's been some deja vu to their other defenses that haven't been good enough to win a Super Bowl. And so the biggest thing for me as I look at them getting ready for San Francisco is there's this misleading stat that they are 11th in the NFL in total run defense. They're giving up about 109 yards a game. And that looks pretty good. Problem is that when you look at them yards per carry, which is a more accurate depiction of how their run defense has been, they're 30th. That's the concern, I think, more than anything else.
Uh-oh. Interesting stat nuggets from Jason Tausch. Where did he say it?
So I'm going to put two and two together here. Ashton is also the producer of JGC. I think he's on their show three times a week. I'm saying Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, he said it. That's what I'm saying. Come on!
Well, there's a, there technically, Tausch may be right, because I believe I have given this statistic on every show I've appeared upon, because I really do, including this one, because I really do believe that they have to be able to stop the run. They have to stop Elijah Mitchell. They have to stop Deebo Samuel to win this game. If they can't, that's the way you keep the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, and you eat up a bunch of clock. You go down and score. You get the ball to George Kittle on play action. It's a problem. I am pretty sure that this iteration of it, though, I said on Spain and Fitz on ESPN Radio.
National, baby! Spain and Fitz, weeknight 6 to 8 on ESPN Radio. Tausch, we haven't played in a while. I thought maybe a week off would give you some rest up for a good performance, and I came in a little flat there, pal. A little flat.
That was complete BS. Like, total BS. But it's what I expect, so I'm not mad about it. I prefer Fitzsimmons and Freddie and Fitzsimmons, so that's where, if it was that, I would have known, because I listened to that show once in a while when I'm on
when
it.
You're on it, yes. So that's it for Whoa Nelly. Ashton,
Nelly!
Great job on Whoa Nelly, I got to tell you. Tausch is going to tell us about Topper's Pizza, and Jesse's going to tell us who our trivia winner is. Jesse, if you want to be belligerent with somebody, why don't you fight with Tausch on who's going to talk first next?
We know the answer.
Football and pizza. They go hand in hand. Topper's Pizza and Jonathan Tiller. They want to hook you up during this postseason with a fantastic contest. Go to toppers.com/ESPN right now, and you can win an autographed Jonathan Taylor Wisconsin jersey along with $280 gift card to Topper's Pizza. That, my friends, lots of topper sticks for $280. Sign up at toppers.com/ESPN. Badger legend Jonathan Taylor, man, he loves him some Topper's Pizza. Reward yourself and download the all-new Topper's Pizza app, and you can earn points for free food. Topper's Pizza, it is growing. Be like JT and become a Topper's franchisee. Learn more about the Topper's story and request more info at toppers.com/franchise. Pizza, football, and an awesome contest from our friends at Topper's Pizza. For your chance to win the signed JT jersey and the Topper's gift card, go to toppers.com/ESPN.
Tausch, if you opened a Topper's franchise and you had to hire either Ashton or Jesse to be the manager, who would you choose?
I'd hire you. You have been such a great advocate, Jason. I'd hire you as the as my franchisee.
I would hire Ashton. Jesse, pick your winner.
First of all, I'd be a great manager.
Number 10, Pella Windows and Door. Oh, just...
Wrong thing.
Okay.
By the way, JT's birthday earlier this week. Happy birthday, Jonathan Taylor. Hope
you can't wait to hear on the show. We're looking forward to that.
Hairs Lischen Glückwunsch zum Geburtstag, JT. It's German for all you non-German speaking folks.
Thanks. Nice word. Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful. This week's trivia winner is Jay in Pewaukee.
Is that in Wisconsin?
That is in Wisconsin, Ashton. Jay was Wednesday's time zone contestant. So it all comes back to time zones in the end. Congratulations to Jay. We'll never do time zone trivia again because it's very complicated, but Jay is our winner.
We'll wrap things up for the week and for today with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the blue, I'll go around.
Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Never stress. I have one that's special to me, so Tausch has given me his time today, which I appreciate. Jesse, what do you got?
I have one that's special to me, too. Congratulations to my fake dad, Matt LePay. For the 11th time, he has been named Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. I am so proud of my fake dad for everything that he's accomplished. He is just, it is a true treat to be able to listen to him to Wisconsin football and basketball over the course of the year, of course, working with Tausch. Pretty awesome stuff to my fake dad, Matt LePay, for his 11th Sportscaster of the Year award. That is my Feel Good Friday for today. I'm Jesse LePay. Now over to you, Jason.
Very well deserved. Having you as a son, not something he deserves or asked for, but nevertheless, we're happy for Matt. He definitely deserves it. So we got to give away this week to Devontae Adams the Tom Mulhern Stand-Up Guy Award, which is given by our Pro Football Writers of America chapter. And it is obviously named for my mentor and one of Sydney's godfathers, Tom Mulhern, who passed away in 2014, covered the Packers for many years, covered the Badgers for the State Journal. And I just want to say, as I did to Devontae when we presented him, and as he acknowledged early in his career, there were times where we had to ask him tough questions. And Tausch, if we had had this award while you were playing, you were always this way too. You stood in, you took tough questions, you took fun questions, you had fun with it, you were respectful of us. But one of the things that he said during our presentation was that he told us that we treat him like a human being. And that's not always the case in my job, frankly, of some people choose to do it. And that's something that Mully always did. And it meant a lot to me that Devontae not only won the award, our first three-time winner, our first unanimous selection in a season, but that epitomized how Tom Mulhern did this job. He treated people with respect and treated them like human beings, but if tough questions needed to be asked, he asked them. And I have tried very hard to pattern my career after him. I have not come close, but I've at least tried. And he is someone who meant the world to me. So thank you to Devontae Adams for taking the approach he did with the media this year. And thanks to Tausch for allowing me to wax on about this a little bit. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so. And I think from a player standpoint, there's obviously going to be some adversarial moments. But again, as long as it's about the play and not the human being, because there are personal feelings that get in play. We get all that. Devontae has, I think, really enlightened us as fans through you guys in being so detailed and open and honest. I think it is exactly what it's supposed to look like. Unfortunately, it's not like that as much as it should be, but when it is, it's nice that guys get that acknowledgement.
We will be back on Monday to discuss the outcome of tomorrow night's NFC
Divisional Playoff Game.
Come on! Packers 49ers from Chili Lambeau Field. We will have all the coverage on Monday to discuss what happens on Saturday night. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. Take care. Be good.